I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
The Irishman is the movie of the year.
Wow. We waited so long for this movie. I was hesitant because we had read about the budget.
Yeah.
It was the most expensive movie Netflix ever produced.
$150 million.
Most of that budget was sunk into these de-aging effects.
Yes.
To de-age its three stars and others, De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci. I started to get really sort of worried whether this movie was going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, and everyone pretty unanimously says, it's great.
It is. Goodfellas and then more.
This is the Unforgiven of gangster movies. Think about Scorsese's other gangster movies. Mean Streets is the first one, and that's a sort of scrappy indie movie. Very visual, very punchy, good drama, but character-driven, establishes him and De Niro as major forces.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Then we don't really get a gangster movie from him until Goodfellas. Goodfellas distills the Scorsese experience, right? And then Casino, his follow-up, which is sort of an epic version of Goodfellas with some tweaks on the tone.
Yeah.
This one is a lot quieter, a lot softer. Visually, it's muted in a way that those movies are not.
Well, don't you think he's caught the aging process of both his genre, his actors, and himself? It has the pace of an older man, and it opens up with him in the home,
yeah,
reminiscing.
Right. So you remember the classic tracking shot in Goodfellas where he takes her down
oh,
to the kitchen,
oh,
right? And it's like dazzling. This opens up with a tracking shot in a nursing home.
And he returns at the end of the film.
Yeah,
I mean, so to me, he didn't seem to be able to escape. He has matured.
Mm-hmm.
And that his stars have matured.
Yeah.
And I think with the aging process, you know, he definitely goes back in time, of course, and these guys are such good actors. You believe every second of it. Yeah, you're right. It is a slower film, a more contemplative film, and one, when you consider how much more serious, I would say this, arguably, more serious our times are, when you consider the corruption of politics,
yeah,
now, it is a time for more reflection than it is the end of, Taxi Driver.
Yeah,
It doesn't. It doesn't happen for his films,
and,
right?
You know, and all of the previous Scorsese gangster movies, I think you could argue, are about the allure of this lifestyle and the sacrifices,
yes,
both moral,
yes,
ethical,
yes,
and personal that you have to make, and the consequences of them. This one is less about the allure and more about the sort of moral charge you have to pay.
Yes,
you know.
I mean, De Niro just evokes this man who no longer has a way of thinking what's right and wrong. When the order comes down, you do it. As Scorsese puts his camera on De Niro so many times, De Niro gives you the sense that he no longer is in charge of his life. He's just the hitman.
Yeah, it's great. He's finally out of control.
Yes.
That's what I mean. That's what's so beautiful about Scorsese's contributions to this genre is how he takes these players, these iconic actors, and then just tweaks their roles a little bit,
yes,
and the dynamics of them. It changes the whole feel of the movie, right? Because here's Pesci. Pesci is totally in control now. And what a beautiful performance by him. What a knockout performance, right? Because it's so quiet, so powerful. The opposite of the characters he played, Goodfellas and Casino.
Here's a question I have for you. People who aren't as nerdy as we are about Martin Scorsese and his gangster films,
yeah,
are going to be concerned about the 3.5 hours.
Because
convince them.
A story well told does not make you feel the time it's taking to tell it, right? A story well told,
yes,
just unfolds. It keeps unfolding, and you just want to be there. Look, here's my argument. How often do people binge watch 7 hours or 10 hours of shows?
And that's
in a row.
That's a good argument.
So like you can, it doesn't ask too much of you. It's a very entertaining movie. As you said, it's very thoughtful,
yeah,
and it's just extraordinarily well done.
I remember years ago back in the 90s when I took my son Eric to see Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
So concerned because it was 3 hours.
Yeah.
This is just going to be Kevin Costner indulging himself.
Right.
And it was beautiful. And I wove through those 3 hours. I said, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I would say, finally, about that length, if you're going to be immersed in this culture, you have to spend time with it. Come sit with us. This is a good movie for Netflix.
They'll break it up. You'll be able to watch this movie, I believe, at some point in a serial form.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll break it up into, like, episodes. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center and produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.